Chapter 9, Dr. Seward's Diary. Count Dracula Strikes Again. 1 October. We entered Count Dracula's house at nearly 5 o'clock this morning. The place was alive with rats. Out of 50 boxes, we found only 29 in the house. 3 October. A terrible thing has happened. It is only thanks to one of my own patients in the hospital that it was not worse. My patient told me that he had seen a man with red eyes, a man who had laughed and said that he was waiting for Mina Harker. I told Professor Van Helsing at once, and we broke open the door of the Harker's bedroom. What I saw in that room appalled me. My heart seemed to stop beating, and the bristles rose on the back of my neck. In the bright moonlight, I saw Jonathan Harker, breathing heavily, his eyes closed. Kneeling next to the bed was Mina. By her side stood Count Dracula. His right hand was forcing Mina's face down on his chest. The front of her nightdress was smeared with blood, and blood trickled down the Count's chest. As we burst into the room, Count Dracula turned to look at us. His eyes flamed red, and his white, sharp teeth clamped together like those of a wild beast. He flung Mina onto the bed and sprang at us. We lifted up our crucifixes and walked forward. A thin white smoke crept under the door and he disappeared. Then we saw a bat. Mrs. Harker gave a piercing scream and lay helpless. Blood smeared her lips and cheeks and chin. A thin stream of blood trickled from her throat and her eyes were mad with terror. She put her hands over her face and wept with despair. Poor Mr. Harker was in a terrible state for the rest of the day. I could see that Mina's lips were drawn back slightly over her teeth, like poor Lucy's, but I did not say anything to her husband. There were no signs that her teeth were growing sharper, but I feared that this might happen later. I also feared that if Mina became a vampire, she would not be alone. I am sure that Jonathan would follow her into that terrible, unknown land. During the afternoon, we broke into another house in Piccadilly, where we hoped to find the last boxes of the cargo. They were all there, except for one. The house smelled vile, just like the house next to Dr. Seward's, and we knew that Count Dracula must have been there. Suddenly, we heard slow, careful footsteps in the hall. Then, with a single jump, Count Dracula leapt into the room where we were standing. As he saw us, a snarl passed over his face, showing long, pointed teeth. I held up my crucifix and walked forward. The Count's face became greenish-yellow as he stepped back angrily. Then he threw himself through the window. He jumped up from the ground in the light of the setting sun and called up to us.
"You shall be sorry, each one of you. My revenge has just begun."
"We must do all we can to find the last box," Van Helsing whispered. "If we do not, the Count could lie hidden from us for years." We took it in turns to guard Mina this evening. 4 October. At about 4 o'clock this morning, Mrs. Harker asked me to fetch Professor Van Helsing. "Is anything wrong?" I asked, alarmed. "No," she replied, "but bring him now. I have an idea." A few minutes later, Van Helsing appeared. "I want you to hypnotize me, Professor," Mrs. Harker said cheerfully. "Do it before dawn. I feel I can tell you where the Count is. Do it now." The professor did as she asked. Mina stared with a faraway look in her eyes.
"Where are you?" the professor whispered.
"I do not know. It is all strange to me," Mina replied. "It is dark."
"What do you hear?" the professor asked.
"The lapping of the water," Mrs. Harker replied. "I am on a ship. I am sleeping."
When Mrs. Harker had awoken from her trance, Professor Van Helsing looked at us all calmly. "Count Dracula has taken his last earth box on board ship,"
he said. He thinks he will escape us.
Why not let him go? Mrs. Harker asked. The professor's face became serious.
We must find him, he said. We must. Time is our enemy now. Once he has bitten you, there will be no stopping his power over you, except by his death.
As we listened in horror, I managed to catch Mina Harker as she fainted.